WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're celebrating the centenary of Louis Armstrong's birth. Although Armstrong always gave his birthday as the 4th of July, 1900, according to his baptismal certificate, he was born August 4th, 1901. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews two new reissues of 1950s albums where Armstrong sings and plays trumpet before orchestras and choirs. Then Armstrong himself steps to the pulpit to preach a sermon.
To hear Louis Armstrong saddled with strings and voices is to recognize his indestructibility. No musical kryptonite could wreck his impeccable timing. He did make some sad records in the Hello Dolly 1960s, but his gussied-up pop albums of the 50s wear pretty well, despite their own lapses of taste. Take two new reissues on Verve, Louis and the Angels and Louis and the Good Book. The former, from 1957, consists of secular songs where angels appear in the lyric. That's not so dumb an idea. A few of the songs are quite nice. Cy Oliver's vocal arrangements are suitably ethereal, and Pops got compared to Gabriel often enough.
Now stars in the sky were dancing, one night perfect for romancing. The night a sinner kissed an angel, she wanted thrills, she wanted love. Oh, but his eyes were tender as he begged her to surrender. The night a sinner kissed an angel, and she believed that it was love. Only.
The overtly religious Louis and the Good Book is much weirder. The arrangements are again by the esteemed big band composer Cy Oliver, the son of a church choir director. But the charts and singers he brought this time don't feel the power. The Reverend Armstrong has you in his pocket, but the choir sounds borrowed from the PTL Club.
Yes, lots of trouble floating around these days. Seems like everybody's sick, sick, sick. And I'm right in there with them. That's, well, there's one thing, that's for sure. Ain't no use crying. Just get in there and pitch. Sometimes you need help. That's when you kind of look up, you know. That's, sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down.
Don't hit me.
Oh, yes, my Lord.
Sometimes I'm almost to the ground.
Don't hit me.
Yes, my Lord.
Great God.
Nobody did more to make Americans a hip people than Louis Armstrong. But Louis and the Good Book reminds us how far some Americans still had to go, and how far we've come since. Nowadays, anyone can hear the problem there. The gap between Louis and the choir is as deep and scary as the Grand Canyon. The CD of Louis and the Good Book also includes Armstrong's spirituals recorded in 1950 and 38. Two cuts may surprise even longtime fans. Irreverent sermons he speaks in the guise of Elder Eatmore, a rascally preacher created by vaudeville star Burt Williams. Armstrong's monologues attack hypocrisy, not religion, but some folks will surely object anyhow. Here's most of Elder Eatmore's Sermon on Throwing Stones from 1938. His deacon is played by Harry Mills of the Mills Brothers.
On night before last Thanksgiving, I think it was long about midnight, a certain brother, he's sitting right here out there. This certain brother was coming down the road toting a bag, and he sees another brother toting another bag and getting over a fence. Both bags was occupied. Now, neither one of these brothers spoke, but a sound from the bag of the brother on the fence indicated that he had procured the main article for his Thanksgiving dinner. Now, the other certain brother had in his bag a member of the same family, but it wasn't exactly the kind of a bird generally used for Thanksgiving dinner. And this fills that certain brother's heart so full of jealousy and malice that he goes straight home and tells his wife what he sees. And that does settle it.
Ain't it the truth?
You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. His wife tells her sister. Her sister tells her friends. And the first thing I knows, every member of this congregation here is whispering around that I had stole a turkey. There ain't no use fewing. In the future, any of you all that throws rocks at me, I'm gonna throw them back at you. And when I start throwing, friends, I shall miss nobody. There's silence. Now that certain brother I've been talking about will kindly lead us in prayer.
There now, the scripture says that who the God would last destroy, they first makes mad.
Oh, no now.
And the elder eat more sure is acting crazy.
Now, there.
On last Thursday night, who was it that I had to almost tote home?
Now, wait a minute.
That I almost had to carry home bodily?
Now, here.
Yes, he was so full of Applejack. And who was it?
Ooh.
Who was it, I said, that stole the largest money? I said, who was it, Lord, that stole the largest money and lost it playing five up? Down in Sister Mimi Crawford's.
Doxology. Use all the doors. We're all leaving now.
Be hard to find a better example of American surrealism than that subway car finish. 100 years of Louis Armstrong. Feels good just saying it.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed two new reissues, Louis and the Angels and Louis and the Good Book, both on Verve. I'm Terry Gross.